The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station. This segment is brought to you by Carbach, live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
Kevin Cash gave them every chance to get back in it by taking out Charlie Morton when he did.
Yep.
It's like he didn't learn his lesson, and Charlie Morton was just in cruise control. And they're like, you know what? But I mean, fortunately for the Rays, unfortunately for the Astros, they couldn't get it done off of the bullpen either. Listen, it was a successful season for the Astros.
If you told me they would get to a Game 7 in the ALCS without Justin Verlander,
everybody's taking it.
I'll take it.
Of course they are.
Let's be honest. You had no chance against the Ravens. You had no chance against the Chiefs. You didn't really have a chance against the Vikings. All those games, they were badly outplayed.
Yeah, this is the first time that in a loss that they were in the game.
Yeah, I mean, this, not to go moral victory Monday. Yeah.
The other four losses that were non-competitive losses.
But I'm also going to go on record as saying they were in the game because the Titans were uncharacteristically
sloppy.
Yes, very sloppy, which is not what they do.
Here's Fred, AJ, and the brewmaster himself, Eric.
And we're back on the Blitz. Hour number three, 713-780, ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. Or you can get us on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's Twitter at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Aaron is Blitz. Now at MK Pallet, at Degenerates 975. You can text the show, you know the number for that. Or you can watch us on Twitch, twitch.tv/ESPN975. And it's always a good day when Eric Warner shows up with Rodeo Clown.
What's up, buddy? How you doing, Fred?
Doing good, man. It's good to see you, brother.
I know I was cognizant of AJ's diet, October no alcohol diet. So I brought him a can of the Free and Easy.
Thank you.
The NAIPA that you guys have had advanced copies of before. And I think he's, judging by the look on his face, he's like, well, it's not beer.
It's not beer.
But, you know, if I'm going to drink an NA beer, this is the one to drink.
Oh, and I remember when we first tried this out, like an early test batch of it at the brewery. And, you know, my complaint about most NA beers is it doesn't taste like anything. Like, it's just, it tastes like water. But this, I mean, it tastes like an IPA. It does. Like, you can, the hop, it's hop forward, which is, I mean, that's awesome.
Yeah, you
like,
fooled it with us. You brought it in, and we didn't realize it was,
so I remember that. Yeah, I mean, the hard thing to replicate, guys, on an NA is the body. Well, on a well-made one, because this one, the process we use a special yeast. It is kind of fermented, but then that means there's, like, no, like, sugars left to give you the body. So that's the next thing we got to try to figure out how to work on. Yeah, this thing's out in the stores now. We've gotten a lot of really good feedback on it thus far. And yeah, kind of similar to you guys, we're getting people saying, hey, you know, if I am in a position where I got to drink a non-alcoholic beer, you know, this is a really good one to drink. Very tasty.
Did you, we talked about this, and I'll ask you if you actually followed through on it. Did you taste our barrel-aged s'mores beer?
I most certainly did about 3 hours ago.
Where are we at on that?
I think, you know, dude, if this is something you want, like, kegs of, or some cans of for the holidays,
I
think we can, like, in November, later in November, I think, I mean, it's got enough, barrel character. I always look for when you're trying those.
Stay like, close to the mic.
Is it going, like, too much? Is it getting too woody?
Yeah.
And we're not there yet. So, you know, I think another month, no problem. But the other thing is, since that's a smaller barrel, it's only a 30-gallon barrel, it absorbs the flavors quicker.
Okay.
So the beer does. So you got to be careful. You don't want to overcook it. But I think we could, you know, keg it up in a month.
Okay.
If you're down.
I don't think we should keg it. I think we should bottle it or can it.
Just do all cans?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. And then what are we going to do with it? You're just going to give it away to like people for Christmas? What's your plan? Do you need a little label? Do we need to get a label going for this?
Yeah, we need to make a label.
We need to come up with a plan. It sounds like we don't have a plan.
Yeah, we don't have a plan.
Dang.
I'll think about it.
All right.
I'll think. How many? So that barrel, how many? 30 gallons, you said?
Yeah, but by the time you get loss, evaporative loss and some slosh, I think we'll be down to more like probably 20 gallons.
Okay.
And
how many cans will that make?
That's a lot of cans, man.
What if we made like the stovepipe cans, like the tall boys? How many of those could you make?
Let me do the math on that.
That's what we should put them in.
Okay. Yeah. Or even, so you know what we have too now that DG's going to hate me for teasing this too early, but we are doing those little 5-liter mini kegs.
Oh,
the ones that are like one way, like for a party.
Yeah,
we're doing those if you'll shoot your eye out.
Oh, that's a good idea.
So we might have some leftovers. Those we'll just have to like put a sticker over or something.
Okay.
But that way, for like if you're having some buddies over, you know, you can just, and it's got a little self tapper in it.
Okay,
so you don't have to worry about making a mess and getting the tapper in there. It's just you press the button, pop the vent, and you just want to drink it that night, obviously.
When we did the mint chocolate stout the first time we brewed together, and I ended up with 2 kegs of that, and I drank 1.5 kegs of it. But the problem for me is when I have beer on my kegerator at home, I drink way too much. Like every night I'm drinking 4 or 5 glasses of stouts, but then I look like Santa Claus. I can't have that.
So, works when you're in your 20s, not so much when you're in your 40s.
No,
right?
Times have changed. Times have caught up with me.
Crazy.
So I'm gonna have to. I think those the mini kegs maybe, or those like the tall boy cans. That's the way we should go.
We can probably do a combo.
Yeah,
you know.
Well, that's good, man. I'm glad that it's coming out well.
I'll get the exact math breakdowns for you on those. And then
did you guys tap the last kegs of the original one? Is
we
it gone?
Did.
It's gone.
There's still a little bit left. Yep.
They
still
got some left at the brewery.
At the brewery. Yep. At the brewery.
So last chance.
This is it to get the unbarrel aged s'more.
Oh man, y'all better go grab it.
Yeah. Oh, it's good.
While it's hot.
Yeah, and speaking.
When did we cook this beer? In February?
That sounds about right. Yeah.
I guess that means. Wait,
well, yeah, because it obviously wasn't after COVID, so it had to have been February.
We'll have to start working on a new one.
January, February, something like that. Yeah. Yeah. What
we'll
do we want
to
do for 2021?
We'll figure it out, man.
Yeah. Yeah. I think we definitely. You know, I think it should be something, you know, like the s'more stout is dark and heavy, kind of like this terrible, weird year has been. So I think it should be like a up and coming, rejuvenating. I'm not saying it has to be like a 2% beer.
You want to make another free and easy is what you're saying.
No. But maybe we do like a strong, like a triple or a strong Belgian. Something golden.
Okay.
You know, maybe we do a fruit. I know you like the fruited sours.
Like that.
We could do something like that.
I'd be down for that for sure.
So, yeah, give that a try.
But I'm always down to throw a bunch of cookies and candy and beers, too. Like, we'll figure something out, though. We'll come up with a game plan.
Yes. Oof,
so,
man, we'd be fired as NFL coaches for lack of a plan here today.
With 20 gallons of your beer, if you want to do them in the 24-ounce tall boys, you can do about 105 cans.
That's a pretty good amount.
With what size can did you
say? With the 24-ounce cans.
100 cans. That's a lot.
105 cans.
That's a lot. Yeah. Do you have like 105 potential recipients for this?
Yeah. I mean, we could give away a few on the show.
Aaron and Fred are raising their hands.
Yeah, it's two right here. See, now you're down to 103.
Yeah, we can
Hell, I'd like to buy a couple of them.
Yeah, we could throw them out there.
All right.
Yeah, I think we could make something happen with that stuff.
Oh, yeah.
And, I'd like to drink some. So if we run out, well, it sucks for those people because I probably drank it.
So I know you guys have been drinking on Happy Hour.
Yes.
And I know when I was in here a couple weeks ago, you had a couple sips of beer. Is that pretty much been it?
I drank a full beer on Happy Hour this week because I lost on the Wheel of Death, and it was one of the worst beers I've had in my whole life.
Was that Yeti thing? No, that was last week.
It was a Bloody Mary pickle beer.
That sounds terrible.
I don't like Bloody Marys at all. And I mean, I'm not crazy about pickles, but I don't want pickle flavored beverages. I mean, I can eat pickles on a burger or something, but I don't just want to drink pickle juice. This was pickle juice mixed with Bloody Mary. It was vile. And I instantly, like, my gut started hurting. It was a really bad experience for me.
You know,
but mostly I'm just drinking booze because it's low carb.
Oh, know? So you're off the not drinking.
Oh, yeah, I'm drinking.
Oh, okay.
But I'm drinking, you know, whiskey and tequila mostly.
Well, AJ, I'm going to pre-tease a little more even, but we might have something for you coming up first of the year.
Oh.
So,
ooh.
Yeah, but it's not super beery, but it's in that vein of, you know, very low carbs, but it's got the alcohol. So
I'm down.
Yeah, but I think DG would definitely like have my head if I,
all right,
I
well,
over teased that one.
Don't
but
say anymore.
DG does have some things he wants me to relay, and I don't know if you want to do that.
Well,
now
let's do it on the other side of the break.
Let's do it on the other side.
Yeah. Because we're gonna take. I've got to read a commercial here for Carbach Brewing. I don't know if you've heard of them, but
I think I've heard of those guys.
Yeah. Oh, you have a shirt. Look at you.
Coincidence.
Yeah, look at you. By the way, I saw like Todd's in there. He's got like some like a Carbach hoodie, like some fresh gear.
And you're not getting it?
Yeah. Like what the hell? Who gave Todd this gear?
Hey, are you sure it's not the newest release? Is it? Is it like the? No, we don't even have
it's
our
like
new
a
hoodie
sloth
yet.
Fleece looking thing. It looks like he works there. It's disgusting.
I think his office is still open. You can take him down there during the break.
Yeah, we'll go check it out if he's still there. But I saw it on his desk today. I was like, where did you get that? But either way, here's the great thing about Carbach. Carbach is a great place to go if you just want to go watch the game and have a few beers, which, by the way, if you like to drink beers that you won't be able to find in the stores, you can do that at Carbach, including my s'mores beer. Another great thing about Carbach, if you can't get away from the lady, if she's like, you need to hang out with me tonight. The great thing about Carbach, usually if you take a chick to a brewery, she's like, I don't want to be here at this brewery. The great thing about Carbach is their restaurant is so good, sometimes the gals will forget they're even at a brewery. They're just having a damn fine meal, and that's what matters, is keeping her happy and keeping you happy, more importantly. So Carbach, the place to do it. You can follow them on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter to see what the latest goings on are at the restaurant and the brewery. And of course, when you get out and about, you can always ask your bartender to please make it a Carbach.
You're listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. This segment is brought to you by Carbach, live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios. Here's Fred, AJ, and the brewmaster himself, Eric.
And we're back on The Blitz. Eric Warner in the house. And open invitation now. You have to do this before you go back off to Colorado and we don't see you for 6 months.
Are you going back?
I am.
When?
Next week.
All right. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Then you got to come do happy hour this Friday.
Can I do it this Friday?
Yeah, you have to do that before you go.
How long
you know what
gone?
I may have? I may actually have a contribution.
Oh, yeah? Ooh. You got some bad booze?
Oh, baby. I think I have two or three bottles to choose from. Should I just like surprise them with whatever I think is most appropriate, or should I bring in all three and then we'll pick from there?
Bring in all three and we'll just have fun with it.
Okay.
Yeah, might even mix them together.
I got some
cuvee
nasty
action.
Stuff.
Where'd you awesome. Get it? Overseas?
Dude, yeah. So yeah. One of them is actually an absinthe bottle that isn't bad. But the other two, I think, are like some gross, sweet, liquor-y, just nasty thing.
Okay. Well, worst case, we can add it to the mega shot.
Yeah.
All right, I'll see you guys at 4 on Friday.
Nice.
Yeah. And you'll get your first.
The wife,
yeah.
As I told you, the wife is back in Colorado, so I can.
Oh, you can let loose.
I can let loose, be a fool, whatever.
All right. You going to bring your girlfriend?
Maybe. Dude, have you seen the Mike Zimmer girlfriend thing?
I have.
Have you guys talked about that yet?
No. No. Talk about it now.
Blitzers, you need to pull up, just do a quick search on Mike Zimmer, you know, the head coach of the Vikings, his girlfriend. She's a like Instagram model.
Yeah,
I think she's like low 30s. He's got to be into his 60s, I would think.
Yeah, she's good.
I think he's close to our age. I think he's mid-50s.
She's good at stuff.
Katarina yeah. Elizabeth Mikitin.
Okay, have you ever met an ugly Katarina?
Nope.
Nope.
Although Katarina Witt,
just
that,
like you've
that
never...
figure skater, she yeah. looked kind of German and she had kind of the monobrow.
Almost all figure skaters, like, good bod, but...
Yeah, not a great face.
Yeah.
But I don't think I've ever seen an ugly Katarina. I don't think I've ever seen an attractive Bertha.
Well,
or a skinny Bertha.
No. I did know a hot Ethel once.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You were probably, I mean, that was in the old days.
Yeah, what was that?
Was that in Germany?
No, that was here in Colorado about 20 years ago.
Okay.
Kind of single mom. And, you know, I that opportunity was out there. Didn't capitalize. Because my wife was at the same party, so that would have been bad.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So she was your wife at the time.
No, my wife was my wife at the time, but,
okay.
but Ethel was
there. So when you say the opportunity was there, it wasn't really there.
It wasn't really there. It would have been pretty, like, I don't have that ability to pull that off.
Yeah, that wouldn't have gone well.
I'm not that smooth. I would have gone down in flames.
I can coach you up on
that. How long's this Colorado trip?
A few weeks, and I'll be back in December.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, then, I mean, I guess that means we have to decide if we want to pull that beer before or after this Colorado trip.
I think we do it. So we have a couple options. I can either have you go by the brewery and try it maybe mid-November, see what you think. Or we just say, I tell the guys, let's package this thing up in late November.
Okay.
And I think it'll be great
okay.
if we do that.
Then let's do that then.
All right.
Yeah, you know, because it'd be kind of fun to have it have my birthday at the brewery and drink that beer.
When's your birthday?
Mid December.
Done.
Yeah.
We do it.
December 18th is his.
It's also his wife's birthday.
Yeah, so. That's how I know.
Yeah,
I don't. My wife is like my wife and. I know both my kids' birthdays too.
That means you guys are Sagittarii.
Yeah, it's like, but I'm right on the
cusp.
The cusp of Capricorn. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know.
So I don't pay much attention to that stuff.
Oh, yes, you do. You're always in here reading your horoscope. Like
Brad's astrology guy.
Yeah.
I started watching that.
Let's not confuse ancient aliens with that. Come on.
Are you into ancient aliens?
Oh, God, yeah. Yeah. What did you start watching?
The Vow.
Oh, I haven't seen it.
I haven't seen that either.
First two were pretty good. Okay. Kind of creepy, culty. Yeah, the guy's like running some.
What channel? That's on that's Real
Hobo.
TV, huh?
No, that's Hobo. It's HBO.
Okay.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah. A couple people have told me about that. I've been watching Fargo. I haven't seen Last Night yet, but that show, the last two have been fantastic. Chris Rock is amazing. And once Timothy Oliphant showed up, it's like, okay, I'm in.
Like Fargo.
Yeah, it's.
I might go check it out.
The first two episodes, I'm going to tell you, make no sense. But then when Timothy Oliphant shows up and all of a sudden it starts getting really good. So far, there's one scene with the nurse with the Fargo accent. Is singing Glory, Glory, Hallelujah and doing something that is just like...
Oh, I think you just tipped it right
just
there.
Just one of those things where you go, oh, I freaking love this. So, I've been watching that. I watched...
She was doing that to herself?
Nope.
Okay.
I'm not all giving away anything right, else. You're going to have
right.
to watch.
All right.
But I started watching that show Evil on Netflix and not really capturing me, but... I need something to watch right now because I've blown through everything.
Somebody needs to do a show about Evel Knievel.
I think somebody
did.
A
documentary?
Actually.
Yeah. Is there another 30 for 30 or something? That'd be cool.
Did they do a 30 for 30?
I remember watching a documentary on him. That was cool because growing up, he used to do stuff at the Astrodome all the time. And we used to go to, there was actually a motorcycle jumping competition there one time. So we used to go to stuff like that and Demolition Derby. And, I mean, you name it. They had all this cool stuff that they used to do in the Dome. But, yeah, I remember seeing him jump, a bunch of buses there. I was a kid, so I barely remember. I also remember this guy in a truck trying to jump, and I'm pretty sure the guy died. His name was Chuck Strange, and I was a kid, so I don't know. But he was using a truck to try to jump a bunch of other trucks, and he was short, and, like, the edge of the ramp went right through the cab. And it just stuck there. And
Yeah, I don't know if he survived that or not. I was like 7 or 8 years old, but I'm guessing he didn't. We don't have the kind of internet stuff.
Decapitation would be a weird way to go.
Oh, but you know, his odds of surviving that were probably about 5%.
But I bet your like brain is still going for like 30 seconds.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't want to find that out.
You think so?
I think so. Oh, yeah. I bet
you like, you think it's like a snake? Like you're still like wiggling around like.
I bet so. Yeah, for sure, man.
I'll bet you $20.
who's our tax?
How are we gonna pay that one off?
well, Fred will chop his head off and then he'll tell us about it.
No, you'll chop off an intern's head. Okay.
Yeah, there you go.
I've earned a little bit more than that.
I agree.
Okay, how about this? We'll bet the 20, and then we'll both give him 20.
Yeah, see, yeah, you're so coming out of yeah, Fred, that's the easiest
I'm
money
coming
you've
out
made, Fred.
Ahead?
Yeah.
Oh, so bad.
Terrible. All right, so tell bad. Us what okay. David wants you to
yeah,
promote.
This yeah. is really cool, guys. Literally hot off the presses. Show us your smoke. Hashtag show us your smoke. We are teaming up with Southern Smoke.
Oh, I thought this was like a metaphor.
Yeah. See, and that's what I said to DG because I was like, dude, have you vetted this hashtag?
Yeah.
When I hear show us your smoke, I'm thinking it's going to be like some guy in Colorado in the woods. But he's like, no, it's fine. It's fine.
Okay.
But what it is, we're teamed up with Southern Smoke. You know, we've been working with them, the Horseshoe Pilsner, Chris Shepherd, all of that. And we're having a virtual barbecue contest. You come by the brewery this Thursday between 4 and 8, and we're going to give you a free 20-pound bag of lump charcoal and some other goodies from the Southern Smoke charity. And then you have until November 2nd to make your best ribs, brisket, or open.
Okay.
And you got to post it on social media with the hashtag show us your smoke. And we're going to do a virtual judging. So listen.
Just on looks?
That's right, contestants.
Call Lance Zierlein.
What, he has like the best looking brisket that tastes terrible?
Until you
no,
cut
he,
it.
He posted a picture of, or he posted a pic of it, or a video of his brisket, and he's known as dry brisket guy now. It didn't
oh,
go well for him.
Yeah. Oh.
And so now he's very sensitive about it.
So this is Lance. Here's your chance for redemption.
That's right.
And I don't know about employees and affiliates, but if that's legit, Lance, I'll get you the bag of coal. But and so the winner for each of those categories, you're gonna get, of course, a trophy, a Pitmaster trophy.
Yeah.
You're gonna get a Yeti cooler.
Oh, nice.
And you're gonna get a grilling apron.
Okay.
And so all you gotta do is make your best. We got 2 weeks. You got 2 weekends to do it. This coming weekend or the following, while you're out watching, football, whatever. And obviously presentation is going to be key here, folks. You gotta depict the dripping juicy. And now what I don't know here, but you know what? What do we do in America better than anywhere else? Bend the rules. And DG's copy here says, of your barbecue photo. So if it was me on Instagram, I would do a photo and a video, right? And even, ham it up a little bit, get a couple friends, like taking a bite going, man, this is the best brisket I've ever had. Aaron's got.
I would also say, just a head start to everybody, include some Carbot cans in the picture.
Oh, that'll smooze the judges better than anything.
You shouldn't have said that on the air.
Dude, that should be a.
We could have done that.
DG like failed there.
I'm trying. I'm gonna do that.
And even better bonus points if you do it with a Horseshoe Pilsner, because that benefits Other Smoke. Of course, when you come by to get your,
I'm not gonna do that. I'm gonna get the. I've got an old Bodacious, an 001. That way it'll be a.
You're gonna be.
Who's gonna have that?
You're gonna win right there for that. Man. Fred's not amused, but the key thing here is, folks, when you come by to get your coal on Thursday, remember this Thursday, October 22nd from 4 to 8, make sure we're going to have a little.
I'm going to be working.
You're done at 7.
All right. Better not.
And I can probably, if you're legitimately wanting to participate, I can probably. Okay. I know people. I can probably get you a bag of coal.
Okay.
All right. But Southern Smoke will be out there.
Do I have to get the bag of coal to enter? I'm not cooking on charcoal.
I don't see this being.
Is that part of the deal? Do I have to have charcoal to enter?
Let me get a clarification. But again, in the spirit of America, just do it first and ask for forgiveness later.
Okay.
I would just go ahead and do it.
I'm a wood man.
And then you're. And then
I mean,
you'll
lump charcoal
someone
to start
else
your
get
wood.
The charcoal. Well, lump charcoal is wood.
Okay.
I think lump charcoal is the best.
That's not what I'm into.
You're into wood.
I'm into oaken wood.
Oaken wood.
That's right.
Soaked oaken wood.
Nope.
Misted oaken
nope.
wood. Just dry oaken yep. wood. All right. Come by. When you come by, make sure to make a donation to Southern Smoke. They're going to be there. Remember, folks, this is the charity that Chris Shepherd started to in the wake of Harvey to benefit hospitality industry workers. And so this is just a great idea that that Southern Smoke and DG cooked up. It's going to be a ton of fun. But remember, got a hashtag, show us your smoke in your photo to qualify. If you don't hashtag that,
sorry,
DG's not going to he's not going to look at every Carbock follower
right.
or every, you know, degenerates follower to figure out who you got to use that hashtag to qualify.
I've got a real good idea. I'm going to steal a picture from like Tejas or Corkscrew Barbecue.
That's a great idea.
For truth and
Cobos. Just,
yeah. Cobos. Yeah. Cobo. God, he's got some pictures.
Yeah, he does. I'm sure he'd help you out. You guys could team up on this.
Man, yeah.
Yeah. That's smart.
All right.
You know what, AJ? I just had another idea.
Okay, give it to me.
How about you double down, being the generous soul that you are, and if a blitzer somehow can evidence that they go out there on Thursday and they win, they're going to get some cans of the s'mores beer.
That's a good idea.
What do you think?
Let's
do it.
If a blitzer wins it.
What do we give them? Six of those stovepipe cans?
So apparently, if you Google the truck accident of Chuck Strange, it's actually on YouTube. I'm going to show you this, guys, on the break. It is gruesome.
Did you Google if he's dead?
Apparently, he didn't die. I don't believe that. When you see this, you won't believe it either. But it was 78, so I was 14 years old.
Fred, this explains a lot about you.
I like seeing people hurt. I just don't like to see them die dead.
He didn't die, so it's a win-win.
Allegedly. You tell me if he died when we watch this. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
This is Heisman Trophy winner, College Football Hall of Famer Eddie George, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5.
This segment is brought to you by Carbock, live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios. Here's Fred, AJ, and the brewmaster himself, Eric.
And we're back on the Blitz. Eric Warner's sticking around. Why not?
Oh, this is the last segment?
Well, we got
worse. Yeah, we are off at here in just about 7-8 minutes for Cowboys.
Oh, hell. Oh.
We got Monday Night Football.
I love how the program director and me
figured
that out. I put it on your rundowns, too.
Okay. Yeah, off at 6:45.
In giant bold letters right next to the date and the day.
You should have said it with your words.
I mean, I do check the rundown, but I don't ever look at that.
I mean, you've sent out 3 emails in the past week of this is what's going on for the entire week, and that was always on there.
Well,
emails that you wrote.
Because we usually do dumbass report here.
Yeah, we do, and I've got a couple stories, and one of them is the story that Eric was talking about during the break about Jeffrey Toobin, who's been fired by the New York. Well, no, suspended by the New Yorker.
Soon to be fired.
He's gotta be fired. Why, you might ask? He was masturbating on a Zoom chat between members of the New Yorker and WNYC Radio last week.
Not wise, guys.
I made an embarrassingly stupid mistake, believing I was off camera. I apologize to my wife, family, friends, and coworkers. I believed I was not visible on Zoom. I thought no one on the Zoom could see me. I thought I had muted the Zoom video.
Okay, guys, we've all been on Zoom calls. At no point do you ever think people can't see you on Zoom.
Here's my question. If you... I mean, if you're on the call with him and he starts doing that, do you just not say anything?
Punch a clown.
Did he have, like, he had it muted, so that brings the bigger question. Like, when you're in these meetings, are you even paying attention to what's going on? Or are you just, like, hitting mute and,
for lack of a better term, jerking around? I guess it depends on who it is. Like, if it's somebody I don't like, I'm going to be like, hey, guys, anybody else notice Palillo and what he's doing over there? I'm just using him as an example.
Well, I guess the other question, too, was it, like, fantasizing over a coworker, or did he was he like on
it's got to be that right? No, it's got to be the coworker.
Here's
got
to
be Gina from accounting. Gina Look,
it says they went into breakout rooms for about 10 minutes. At this point, they said it seemed like Tubin was on a second video call. The sources said that when groups returned from their breakout rooms, Tubin lowered the camera. The people on the call said they could see him touching his penis. He then left the call. Moments later, he called back in, seemingly unaware of what his colleagues had been able to see.
Give me a stroke.
So, my question is, like, he lowered the camera, like, so intentionally? How do you watch your videos or whatever you're watching if you lower the camera? It's an odd situation.
Unless he was, that's, but, I mean... For bleep's sake, people, we've all been on Zoom calls. We know how to act. Like, I mean...
Can you not wait 30 minutes? We know how to act,
like, don't masturbate.
Well, yeah, exactly.
That's true. I mean,
there have been a few where, like, the naked boyfriend was walking behind and that got picked up. You know what? That was going to happen early
on.
And
you can tell. That could be accidental.
It could not be. It just depends. The attractive guys, I think it wasn't accidental, but, you know... But any, that kind of stuff, come on, dude. You got to see ya. You need to move on. Maybe you can get a job at Pornhub.
Yeah. If you were involved in a hit and run and you hit a woman with your truck.
Okay, I had to borrow your truck.
Carried her off, sexually assaulted her before burying her body on a rural road. Do you think it would be a good idea or a not good idea to volunteer to join the search party?
Was she dead when I sexually assaulted her? Just curious.
Undetermined.
Okay. Actually, I think joining the search party would be a good way to maybe get people off the trail. Didn't work out that way, did it?
It didn't work out that way.
Dumbass!
This guy, he's a farmer named Llewellyn.
Llewellyn.
Quake Llewellyn. Authorities say he knew her and even joined a Facebook group dedicating to finding her after she went missing. He was arrested in August, being held without bond on capital murder, rape, kidnap, and abuse of a corpse. So that answers your question.
All right.
Also, that's his picture.
Oh, he looks like a quake.
Yeah.
He looks like a quake.
Answers your question. Yeah. And then I had a story that it's not pulling up for some reason. A man was charged with manslaughter after shooting and killing his twin brother. Apparently, they pulled guns on each other, like this, like the meme of Spider-Man pointing at other Spider-Men.
Yeah.
The guy shot and killed his twin brother.
What the hell?
And the story won't pull up, so I can't give you the details. That must be an interweb.
I hear
issue.
Twins feel the pain of the other, so when he shot him, did he feel pain in his chest from
I
the
would
bullet?
Tell you, but it doesn't say on the article that won't pull up.
Oh, well, there you go. If the article pulled up, you'd be good. All right, so... we're going to have Eric Warner for Happy Hour Friday.
Oh, Can't wait, guys. We got the absinthe and a couple other mystery liquids.
My neighbor, who is a real big fan of dark beer like I am, he travels to China a lot. So he's brought back some stuff from China that we're going to work in here at some point. And
liquor or beer?
It's liquor, and it's really awful. I mean, he's like, well, like for the rich people, supposedly, it's great. But he's got the real low-end awful stuff.
So is it kind of like Jaeger? Like think, Chinese Jaeger? Yeah,
it's called, well, I'll find out what it's called so you can Google it.
We'll bring a Bloody Mary pickle beer for you to shotgun.
Ooh.
But I only have the shotgun that if you
land on the wheel.
Right?
Yeah, if you land on the wheel.
Yeah. Aaron, I heard a couple Fridays ago, he got bad luck.
Yeah.
I've good landed on the wheel literally every day for the last 4 weeks.
I would say
weeks.
AJ has had the worst luck, and then probably me and Aaron after that, because I did have 1 week where nothing, but every other week it's been
Josh
the worst.
Has had the best luck.
Yeah.
He's not landing on the wheel, but yeah, I've had a rough go.
All right, well,
my bookie. We got
football coming up next, and you can bet it on my bookie. And whatever you want to bet, you can bet on my bookie. Yeah, I had a rough weekend on my bookie, and it happens, but I've also had some really good ones. And you got another game tonight. If you missed out on this one, you got an opportunity to get in there. Got baseball cranking up. You can get in on that. College football is in full swing. Everything is happening on MyBookie. And if you like to play parlays or teasers or all that, they got it. You know what? You can still bet in-game right now on this game going on right now. If you still want to get a bet in, you can. If you think the Bills are going to somehow rally, you can make some money off of that. And all on MyBookie.ag. And if you sign up today, they're going to match your first deposit 100%. Just enter promo code radio. Promo code radio at MyBookie. And when you win, you get paid. That's the best thing about MyBookie. MyBookie.ag. You bet, you win, they pay. That's MyBookie.
ESPN 97.5.